turn to Luke chapter 20, and we'll start in verse 27. Luke 20, 27. Then some of the Sadducees, who deny that there is a resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife and he dies without children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. And then the second brother took her as wife, and he died childless. Then the third took her, and in like manner the seven also." So 4, 5, 6, and now the seventh is on the block. But up to this point, six have had her as wife, and they have all died childless. And now here's the seventh one, and he also died and left no children and died. Okay, and so now this widow woman has been through seven of her first husband's wives, of her first husband's brothers, through all seven of his brothers. And so she's a widow seven times and never had any children. So verse 32, "Last of all, the woman died also." So here's the catch-22 question that they thought that they had Jesus trapped. "Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife." Okay. Now, we'll just listen to the masterful answer that Jesus obliterates their false thinking. And he cuts them off at the knees right off the bat, this first statement. Verse 34, "Jesus answered and said to them, 'The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage.'" So, what he tells them is, you err because of your ignorance and your unbelief, is really what he's telling them. So, the whole premise of your question is wrong because of your ignorance. Jesus just said this way here in a little nicer manner. But what he is saying, now here's a contrast. He says, this age and that age. So, this age he's referring to is the physical life, physical existence, what all of creation, what we're existing in. So that's talking about the here and now, the time when there is time. And then versus that age that is talking about the afterlife. So, and that is when there is no time. So this age, what he's talking about is since creation, it has been set up that humans marry and are given in marriage. But in the afterlife, those who are counted worthy to attain that age, which what he's talking about here, he's referring without mentioning, he's already taught at this time the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, but he's talking about paradise here. Now, he has not mentioned the term paradise. That won't come until his crucifixion, but he's referring to what he was, where Lazarus was existing after he died in the rich man, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. So, and those counted worthy to attain that age, that is a reference, a synonym used to describe the righteous. And though they are resurrected from the dead, now those souls will neither marry nor are given in marriage. 36, nor can they die anymore. So there won't be those that attain that age will not even have a spiritual death like is described with the unrighteous, which it will be an eternal punishment that has been referred to many times in the New Testament as a second death, a spiritual death, but it won't be an end. That is just an eternal punishment, an eternal burning. Okay. But those righteous who are in paradise and will go through the resurrection, they can neither die anymore, because this their spiritual being will exist forever. For they are equal to the angels and are sons of God. This is another great reference that sons of God are the righteous humans. And here he is. He's doing a jab at them to try to help them understand. They also deny angels. So he's telling them angels are spiritual beings and angels exist. And righteous humans will be equal to the angels. So the righteous humans that he says are the sons of God, since they are being sons of the resurrection. So the righteous human souls are the sons of God, and they are equal to the angels. They are going to be an equal spiritual being. They are a spiritual being just like the angels are. So that knocks out another one of their false misconceptions and false teachings. Verse 37. But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. So what Jesus is saying is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are alive right now. They are alive in paradise, in Abraham's bosom. And since they're alive, and God is God is their God, and since they are alive, God is not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. And now, the episode that had already happened at this point was the Mount of Transfiguration. And Jesus had already brought Moses, God brought Moses and Elijah standing right there with Jesus. And so Jesus' core four apostles, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, witnessed that, and they saw Moses and Elijah standing with Jesus. So that was a physical and an eyewitness account that there is an afterlife, and once people die, the righteous continue to live after their physical death. And then in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, it's Father Abraham, Jesus said, is the one that is the main person in paradise. That's the one that the poor beggar Lazarus was making a request to, was Father Abraham. So this is Jesus's explanation also to help them understand. He's saying that even Moses taught that there was an afterlife. And then verse 39. Then some of the scribes answered and said, "Teacher, you have spoken well." So he shut down these Sadducees and gave a masterful answer to an extremely difficult question that Jesus was hit on the spot, on the spur of the moment. And they did not entrap him. And verse 40, but after that, they dared not question him anymore. Okay, now I'll read. Kaufman has three paragraphs here about this, about that the sons of God are equal to the angels, the Sadducees had raised no question about angels, although, of course, as a matter of fact, they denied that any such beings existed. But Jesus applied the stretchers to their brains in this department also. The Lord not only spoke of angels as actual beings, but he revealed that men shall be equal to angels in the hereafter, in the afterlife. And then about the sons of God, the sons of the resurrection. This use of the two expressions synonymously is a pledge of a resurrection for the sons of God. The doctrine of the resurrection is a fundamental of Christianity, and no faith is adequate which denies it. And then he finishes up with, naturally, after such a devastating defeat at the hands of Jesus, the questioners withdrew, no more daring to ask any question of the Lord. However, Jesus would turn the tables and ask them a question. So, now he is going to ask them about the Messiah and what is their understanding of the Messiah. And unfortunately, they refused to answer his question, but Jesus nonetheless asked them this question that he wants to. And Lord willing, we will cover that. It starts in verse 41, and we'll do that next week.